You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got to run by Walgreens because last night I printed out 350 photos. Pictures that I have on my phone. I'm printing. Guess what I'm doing? I'm going old school. We're starting to do photo albums again. Like where you flip through the book and you can just look at. So we're doing various summer trips. And we've done a couple of them. And I've noticed when we have people over, we have a couple of them sitting there on the coffee table already, that people pick them up and thumb through it. And they love it. They think like, what is this new idea that you're doing here where you can actually display your photos on a coffee table? So we're going to do it. We're going to make three or four more books of just various vacations. And the kids like it. And I printed photos, Dom.
How much does that cost?
Okay, so 350 photos was about $60. I had a coupon. I had a 50% off
coupon. Well, that's not a bad price.
It's not bad, and it's kind of nice having some hard copies of this stuff. You know, and I've gone through a couple deaths in the family where we were able to get our hands on some photos and photo books, and something special about that, having physical copies where they're not hidden on a hard drive somewhere and you'll never know what's on there or how to get into them in some cases.
Sure.
Right. So, yeah, kind of crazy, huh? Going old school today. Then I got to buy photo albums and put them in. It's like I've been to scrapbooking or something all of a sudden.
I'm measuring my words here because I want to process this. You know me, I don't want to just blurt. I process things. My gut reaction,
Yeah.
Was perhaps you are deluding yourself with how much interest people outside your family have on these photos. But maybe not. The novelty of it, for sure.
Yeah.
But how long does the novelty last? Let me ask you something. Are you anti... It's funny because photos came up yesterday. Gretchen teaches piano lessons and she goes very old school with those Polaroid photos when the kids get their twinkle trophies, they're called. They have to reach a certain stage. And then they actually get a little trophy.
I'm sorry, what are they called?
Twinkle trophies.
Who came up with that name?
Well, because you start with learning Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That's the very first lesson that
that's
kids
get. That's the explanation I needed right there. Thank you. All right.
So then it's the Twinkle trophy. And she gets little photos of them. And she attaches them there in the studio on the wall. So there's this whole wall. It's like a collage of all these cute little faces of little 4, 5, 6-year-olds holding their Twinkle trophy. So I asked her. I said, would you ever be open to the idea of getting one of those digital picture frame things that you can set there and it'll just rotate, you know, through the various kids rather than having to keep. So I will pose that same question to you.
Mm-mm.
Are you anti-digital frame?
I have one of those. It was gifted to me many years ago and you put the little SD card in there with your 400 pictures and not even that. I don't even know what I put on it. 100. Yeah, you know, it just sits there and rotates. But then it's like one of those things. It's like, how often are you going over there and pulling the card out and reloading a bunch of new pictures?
I'm afraid technology has passed you by, my friend, because I have the digital photo frame.
So yeah, mine's old.
Right. I've got a digital photo frame that also was a gift from someone. And my first thought when I got it was, oh, God, this is going to be a lot of work. It's not, because it's all you send your photos to like an email address thing and the frame then cycles. So you don't, there's no cards.
Yeah.
It's you just upload your photos to this frame and you can upload as many as you want.
I get it.
And you can adjust how it, you know,
it's
does it dissolve to the
digital,
next photo?
Though.
Does
it's
it do this?
Still digital. At some point you can unplug that and toss it in a drawer, never to be seen again. I mean, which yes, you can do with the photo
albums. You
can
do the same thing with a photo
album. Yes, absolutely. But there's something
in a bin in the basement.
There's something different about
or
having those
burn
physical
up in a fire.
Yeah, there is
Mr.
that.
Mr. Son of a Fire Chief.
Those are on the list of things that we grab, though, before we leave the house. I've got a little list.
Doubt
of
it.
You grab the hard drives. You grab the photo albums. Yeah, you grab the pictures.
Doubt it.
No, not at all.
There's a fire raging. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm going
Get
back
the
in.
Pictures from our trip to
I'm
the Grand Canyon.
I'm going back in. And that's a thing that a lot of people do. I mean, look at all these wildfires
that's
that happen in the mountains.
Now.
They show all these people loading up their Subies with all the family photos. I mean, that's what you
I'm not knocking what you've done. Good for you. I'm just wondering if there's another way. And have you overestimated how much total strangers want to come in and be forced to look at your vacation photos?
I haven't because A majority
because in
of
your
them
house, the laws have, of physics change because nobody on the planet likes looking
I feel like
at
you're
other
really
people's
angry
vacation
about
photos.
Why are you so angry about this?
I'm laughing about it because you think everyone is as into your vacation as you are.
Purely observational that I've noticed it when we have people over. That's the first thing they go
because
for.
Because they don't want to talk to you, so they're just looking
for something to do.
No,
don't bring your anger into this. Listen.
There's no anger.
And
I am
they're
laughing
great
out loud,
conversation
literally.
Starters. They are conversation starters. Okay. They pick them up. Look. They're like, oh, my God, tell us about the San Diego Zoo. I'm looking at all your pictures.
Oh, yes. And then stick a fork in my brain.
Aw, Tom. You're just mad because you don't have friends come over to your house.
That's right. I locked the door. You know, this is like the old school when people would have company come over and they'd set up the screen. And
no,
like,
I would never do that.
The slideshow.
That's what Facebook's for now.
What's the difference between showing a slideshow to your friends and shoving a photo album book in their hands?
Because it's not. I'm not forcing them. I'm not forcing them to look at that. They're just picking it up on their own. They're just laying there on the table and they pick them up and they're like, "Oh my God, you're old school with photo albums." I'm like, "I know, right?" I'm into it. I'm into it. That's why
I've
come to these pictures.
And I know how you are about your sentimentality with stuff. That's
multiple
evident.
Messages coming in saying my kids will thank me for this. And I agree.
Sure.
I think that
your people are definitely going to sound off on this. There's no doubt. I'm
well,
not saying
what I
alone
do like about
this.
It is, like, if I think back to a few family trips and stuff growing up, I forget what happened. Like, I forget, like, oh my God, yeah, we went to these places where. Now, whenever they want, my kids can go over and flip through and just kind of relive their memories of the family vacation whenever they want. Because they're not pulling out a hard drive and getting on my laptop to look at things.
Sure, I understand. No. I get it. I totally get it. I'm laughing. Vanessa sent me a little laughy face thing. It says, Downer Dom. I'm just telling it. Look, Vanessa, I get accused of that a lot because I just speak the truth. You know, it's like. Nobody really wants to watch people's vacation memories and
but
stuff.
Again, I'm not forcing people. Whereas, like, with your digital album, you're forcing people to sit there and watch that thing flip through while they're, you know, their
how
kids
are you forcing it? You're holding their head and making them stare
it's
at it?
Lit
it's
up.
On the other
it's
side
in
of the
their
room.
Face. Like, that
it's
is
on the
like,
other side of the room.
It's like a cat chasing a laser. I mean, your eye is instantly drawn to a lit-up photo frame, and you're kind of forcing people to look at your pictures. Or mine are in a book that's closed. With a front and back cover, and then it's set on a table. So
Hopefully always.
It's like
closed.
Whoever
I would use
wants
it as
to
a coaster.
It.
You know, I'm never going to get invited to your house. I realize that. But if I did, I would use
if
it as
did,
a coaster.
If you did, I would take a picture of you and put it in the album. Okay?
Tyler says, he wrote in, he goes, I love these mornings. When Dom is on one, he's on one. Well, it's.
You're fired up.
Look,
you're fired
the people
up.
Who are pro photo album like that, mostly age 55 and older, are going
absolutely.
To definitely be sending us text messages. I get that. But I know I speak for a handful of people out there who are like, yeah, I'm not going to force people to look at my vacation.
I wish you'd quit saying force, though. I wish you'd quit saying force. Force is not a good word.
Here, our vacation, it's like looking at people's vacation photos on Facebook. Look how wonderful my life is. Look where we
again,
went.
But you have the option not to look at those. So I don't think you should be using force.
And we all 100% take that option to scroll past and look at something
else. And you
else.
Know what? People are taking the option to pick up these books and thumb through them. I'm not holding them on the couch like and holding the book in front of their face saying,
no, but there's also
look at our trip to Disneyland.
Right, but there's also probably a little bit of manipulation involved, because if they don't flip through, then you're looking at them like, these vacation photos right here. Do you not want to look at our vacation?
That's
they're right
ridiculous.
There. Ridiculous. Are you sure you don't want to look at those? Well, you don't love us anymore? We're not going to invite you over anymore either.
I feel like this is a very far-fetched scenario that you just came up with.
Oh, look, I recognize. You guys don't even need to send text messages and agree with Jeremy. I know you do. I know you do. I know that you guys think it's wonderful, and to a certain extent, it is.
It's so there's really so there's sweet. A charming factor to it now because it is kind of old school now.
Agreed
it is something
that.
That you would see at
it's
your
retro.
Parents' house. It's retro, something
it's
sitting
retro.
At grandma's house, and I like the retro
and,
aspect
and
of
I'm
it
not gonna
100%.
Lie. I'm not going to lie. I've got a couple of photo albums.
And contrary to what you're saying, I'm not forcing anyone to look at them.
You are
nobody.
You are in a roundabout way because I know the way you are. You're going to set them on the coffee table in front of people when they sit down, and you're going to be watching them like, are you not opening up my photo album here?
I feel
you're
like
sure?
this is autobiographical that maybe
you know
you're
what?
Doing
you're
this with a few of your books.
You're going to make a note.
Yeah.
And the people who don't look at your vacation photos will get off your Christmas card list.
No, they're getting extra pictures.